Today's episode, we award two players on the Cubs, one player of the year and one pitcher of the year. Plus, did you know? As we get that segment rolling here. And then best and worst of the week, it's Friday.
Locked On Cubs, your daily Chicago Cubs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in the Locked On Cubs alongside Sam Olber. I'm Matt Cozy. Pleased to be with you for a Friday episode. And today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. Thank you so much for making us your first listen every day. Sam and I are lifelong fans, taking our passion into a discussion with you on all things Cubs. In the last couple of weeks, on the program have been very exciting, and we hope that continues throughout the off season. Sam, happy Friday Eve as we record here on a Thursday afternoon, and we're going to hand out some awards, some hypothetical awards to the Northsiders today as we round out the week.
Yeah, it'll be nice, Matt, to take a little bit of a breather from this free agent extravaganza because I'm starting to get physical symptoms. You know, it was just anxious. And then today I've had a little bit of a decreased appetite reading about all these different guys and who are the Cubs going to sign. And Jesse Rogers today comes on air and says, don't be surprised if they don't sign anybody or whatever he said. Right. So, you know, I obviously care more about this ball club than any blood relative of mine. And, you know, I'm just a little bit anxious. So it'd be nice. I'd like to take my mind off of it and do a little 2022 discussion recap.
Yeah, I think that's a good move to take a little bit of a detour, if you will, the back roads. And it's just been constant with the moves. And we'll talk about that later in the show. Nice. That's good. You have a quick wit. We could use some country music here on a cold Thursday. It's going to be 20s this weekend in the Chicagoland area. So part of me did want to award Seiya Suzuki as my player of the year because
Troll.
I feel like I've been called out
Troll.
By the masses, and I don't appreciate it. Also was considering the nepotism play and awarding PJ Higgins the player of the year as well. But what I came up with, Sam,
you're smarter than you look, Matt.
Nico Hoerner.
Sure.
You might say, well, isn't Ian Happ the player of the year? No.
No, he's not.
It's Nico Hoerner. 281, 327, 410, slash line, 10 bombs, 22 doubles, 5 triples, 20 steals. Solid defensively. And he's the player, when he came up, you wanted to stick around for his at-bat. You wanted to stick around for him on the base pass. You wanted to see him make a play. Okay, ground ball to the left side. Where's Nico? Lefty is up, ground ball to the right side. Okay, where's Nico in the shift? This is a player that took the major leagues by storm this year and had a great campaign. And I would say all things considered, whether it's branding, whether it's play, whether it's future prospects, Nico Hoerner is my player of the year for 2022.
Yeah, and I feel like – you know, that's an obvious selection.
Oh, it is? I wasn't sure if it was obvious.
No. It's between him and Happ or my guy. So I went in a little bit of a different direction. Just thought
you
outside
did.
The box. Yeah, I'm going to go with Narciso Crook.
Come on, man. Yo, don't do me like that.
Nah, I'm just joking.
It's been a long week. That's good.
Yeah. Look, no, he really had a nice run, huh?
Franmil Reyes.
I got to go with Hoerner. I think Happ really technically had a better year.
No, not technically. He did.
Because he played more and he won a gold glove. He had a higher OPS. I just think there's certain things within the margins of the game that aren't categorized by statistics that Nico Hoerner did that just made this a like you said, a more fun baseball team to watch. And as it goes, as the seasons progress, it's going to be a better baseball team. He's also probably the best base runner on this team. He is the best defensive player on this team. He is the best contact hitter on this team. He is the best clutch hitter on this team. Ian Happ was the overall best player on this team, but he's not. What is he the best at? He didn't have the most power. Contreras did. He had a great year defensively, but Horner's a more valuable infielder. He's not a better base runner than Horner. His clutch hitting is the one part of his game that really needs work. So, you know, it's Happ or Horner. I'm going to go with Horner for the story, for the upside. You know, not much excitement there between you and I, but that's my choice.
Well, we've talked before when Horner returned from injury, his average dipped.
Yeah.
And so it looks worse than it is. When he was healthy, he was the best player.
Yes.
Especially hitting for average, not even close.
Oh, well, sure.
Because Horner was hovering around 300 for a majority of his time.
He was going to be the first Cub since Derek Lee to hit 300, and then he came back from his injury, started hitting like me.
Yeah, and how was softball last week, by the way? Did you ever update?
I don't think I ever updated us.
Okay. All right.
It's hard for me to say.
Are you eating on the air?
Yeah, I had to get a quick snack. I told you.
Yeah, right. You got some foot pain. Or what was it again?
No, I'm just a little off today.
Oh, physically, yeah.
Why don't we save the softball update for best and worst?
Oh, yeah, sure. I think Happ and Horner were the main candidates. I really hope next year, in terms of players that are currently rostered, I agree. I think Seiya is the one that would enter that conversation with those two guys.
No, you don't.
And, you know, I think there's a chance that Nick Madrigal could enter that conversation as well.
Are you in what?
no, I'm just playing around. Sorry. You know, but I thought about calling you before we hit record just to take a little bit, maybe take some jabs at Jesse Rogers. Because his report today, he mentioned Nick Madrigal as a reason why, as a premise for maybe moves not being
bad.
I don't know what's happening. Yeah.
If you don't make a move because you want to give Madrigal more ABs, you shouldn't be in the city.
Sahadev Sharma predicted Correa to the Cubs today too.
Yeah, he watches the program.
It doesn't stop. All right. Well, anything else on Player of the Year?
If Seiya Suzuki walked into your apartment right now, you'd say, "Hey, it's nap time. I'll talk to you later."
No. Yeah, I'd welcome him with open arms.
No, if for whatever reason you don't like Suzuki. All right. Pitcher, go ahead. Do you want me to go first since you?
Yeah, go first, please. This one I have a little bit of a twist.
Oh, good. Like your Mountain Dew that you're drinking that's going to give you a heart attack in 10 years?
Don't joke about that.
It's not a joke.
Oh, okay. Well,
you shouldn't be drinking about that stuff. It's bad for you.
I'm trying to make changes, man.
It's got to be Steele.
According to you.
Yeah. Look, there's very few times I feel like I'm wrong about the Cubs. Did I miss on this guy. I thought he was a reliever.
I thought he was a relief pitcher.
And he is, I mean, his stretch of starts that he had, there was about an 8-9 start stretch where I felt like he was one of the 7 or 8 best guys in the entire business. There's still growth that needs to be made, going deeper in games, being more pitch efficient. But the upside with Steele,
huge.
You know, he could be a top two guy in a rotation. I told you, I made this comp. He reminds me of Tristan McKenzie, the lefty version of him, where he throws this fastball that, you know, sometimes it tops out 95, 96. Sometimes it's as low as 91, 92. Nobody hits it. It's hard to hit. And then you combine that with his other pitches and the fact that he's a gamer, he's a likable guy, and I don't see any other option here. But obviously, you're going to get creative, and I look forward to this.
With a 3.11 ERA, a 1.22 whip, and 104 innings pitched, 21 games, allowed 101 hits, 27 walks, and 73 strikeouts. It's right-hander Adrian Sampson for Pitcher of the Year.
Sure.
Sampson with a 2.62 ERA in 11 August/September outings.
It's a good choice.
In matchups against Corbin Burns and Jacob DeGrom, he went 11.2 innings, only 6 hits, and 1 run, and the Cubs won both games. This guy has the presence, the attitude, the will to win, and he was a joy to watch down the stretch.
Adrian Sampson's your type of guy.
He really is.
You know what I mean? That's your type of pitcher. That's the type of guy you wish you could coach. I know
you.
You love grinders like that.
I do.
It's a great choice.
You know me well.
It's a great choice. I almost, you know, I thought you were going to do something that I was going to roll my eyes with, and you made a great case as usual and showed me up like you normally do on your program. Sampson's a great choice.
The only question is just peeking to 23. Mm-hmm. Where's he going to be? I think he has to have a role.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be important, especially out of the gate. I think he could be the number 5 out of the gate. And then he ends the year in the bullpen or as a swingman.
We could have these debates until the cows come home. The question is going to be what do we do in the offseason? If we trade for Lopez and Senga and get Senga, then there is no role for him in the starting row.
You're right.
So we don't know what's going on. But if I listen to more Jesse Rogers, I may not make it till March 30th.
Right. Oh, boy.
Make a move.
All right. So a lot of good discussion there. And
make sure you're flexible. Make sure you're flexible this weekend, because on Saturday, the Correa news could drop.
Well, that would be fantastic. We'll definitely go live. And we will. Wow, you're really excited, huh? You spilled some Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I spilled a little Gatorade Frost.
And we're going to talk some more about some pictures of past drafts coming up next with Did You Know? Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. BetOnline.net is your number one source for betting football and the start of the new basketball season. Find all of the latest player developments, team matchups, news, pods, and in-depth analysis in every game. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sports wagering information with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. Sam, Illinois basketball is a big matchup this weekend, right?
Two.
They have 2 in one weekend. And
so they're in a tournament. So they play UCLA tomorrow night. I believe they open at like 2.5-point dogs. And then if they win, they play the winner of Baylor, Virginia. If they lose, they play the loser of Baylor, Virginia. Could be an 0-for weekend.
Wow. So we'll keep tabs on that. The fastest and easiest way to check in all your favorite games and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. Bet online, where the game starts. We start this part of the show with Did You Know? And in the 48th round of the 2003 MLB draft, the Cubs selected this high school right-handed pitcher.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to guess. So let me, I can reveal the name.
No,
there's no way you know. No one knows.
That's not true. You have no idea how much I know.
Yeah. Now, so I don't want you looking. I don't want you opening up tabs.
Here, would you like me to show you my
hands? Yeah, show your hands. So again, folks, this is from the year 2000 to 2019. Okay? It doesn't necessarily have to be Cubs major leaguers, but it is players
hands
that made it to the major leagues. 48th round in 2003.
Now, okay, can I just ask you, because I have a guy in mind.
Ask me questions.
Did he sign?
No.
I think I know the answer, but I almost don't want to say it, because if I get it right, you're going to accuse me of cheating.
No, we see that you're not on you're eating trail mix.
How'd you know that?
Well, it's just a guess. I think I've seen you have it before. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Is this pitcher?
Yeah. You can ask me questions.
Was this pitcher a Cy Young winner?
Yes.
I forget where he went to school, actually.
Yeah, me too. Until about an hour ago. Yeah, so it was kind of the Cubs. It was out of high school, but then he got picked out of college.
And what was he drafted out of college? You have that info?
Yeah, let's see.
If I have the right picture in my head, he's kind of built like me.
So 3 years later in 06, he was selected in the first round, 10th overall. Wow, this guy, Tim Lincecum, was a Cubs draft pick. I had no idea. The Cubs selected him in the 48th round. Of course, he did not sign. He was drafted again out of the University of Washington in the first round to the San Francisco Giants in 2006. Lincecum surged through the system and debuted not even a year later in May of 2007. Listen to this. 9 seasons with the Giants from 08 through 11, 4 years, right?
Yep.
2 Cy Youngs.
Yep.
4 All-Star games.
World
8
Series.
Complete games and at least 220 strikeouts in each of those years.
Yeah.
The Giants won the World Series in 2010, 2012, and 2014. What a career.
Kind of a forgotten guy because he had such a sharp decline at the end. He was obviously partnered up with Matt Cain, who threw I think he might have thrown the last perfect game. Matt Cain in Frisco. Mm-hmm. Barry Zito was on that staff for a little bit. Brian Wilson was the closer of those teams. Remember Marco Scudero having a huge NLCS. What else? Give me some hints on some other guys that were drafted that played for the Cubs in 03.
How did you remember that?
I don't want to start.
You don't want to know. Okay.
Yeah.
What was your question? I don't know if I have it in front of me.
Well, why don't you just give me some, pull up some, hey, this was drafted in 03. He became a Cub and give me something about him and I'll tell you who it was.
All right, let me see here.
Unless they had another absolute zero of a draft where they didn't even land.
They had a lot of them. So you want me to give you the name?
The Tim Lincecum factoid. Somebody actually, I think, said it on the air this year. It might have been Boog.
Okay. So in the sixth round of the 03 draft, the Cubs drafted this left-hand major leagues.
Okay. Everyone see my hands?
Yes.
All right, left hand. Okay, can you give me? Can you give me something more? Reliever, starter.
He was mostly a starter. Tall.
Well, Sean Marshall's a reliever.
He wasn't always a reliever.
Yeah, but his main years with the Cubs, he was in the bullpen.
He was a relief pitcher. Okay,
is that who it is?
That's correct.
Anyone else?
No, I think we're gonna stop there.
Okay.
Let me pull up one more. Hold
sure,
on.
Sure.
Wow, you're good at this. But their draft was pretty much horrific that year. How about this second round pick? He did make it to the major leagues. He was a utility player. He was picked out of the University of Michigan. Right-handed hitter. Didn't play in the bigs too long, though. Stocky guy.
Home run hitter.
Yeah, he had some power.
I can't. A really American name. Like a bum type of guy.
His last name is associated with wildlife.
Jake Fox. That's Jake Fox had a cup of coffee with the Cubs. I think it was like 09 where he just hit a, I got to look this up where he just,
was it just a cup of coffee? Yeah, it was, wasn't
I'm
it?
Look it up. See folks, look how long it takes me here. It's going to take a second here. Jake.
That's okay. But then you got a sharp mind.
Oh no,
is that a different person?
I don't know what I did here. Here he is. Jake Fox had 11 home runs in 82 games in 2009. Felt like more than that. It's not that many at all.
All right. Coming up next is best and worst of the week. Stick around. Today's episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. Did you know that over the holidays, property crimes like burglaries and package thefts spike nationally? That's why our friends at Simply Safe Home Security are offering 50% off their award-winning security system so that more families can feel safe and secure this holiday season. Order your Simply Safe system for half off today and enjoy advanced security and greater peace of mind this holiday season. Simply Safe is the whole home security with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door, HD security cameras for inside and out, smarter ways to detect motion that alert you only when a threat is real, and even hazard sensors that detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. Don't miss your chance to save big. I'm the only security system Locked On recommends. Get 50% off any new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/LockedOnMLB. This is their biggest discount of the year, so don't wait. That's simplysafe.com/LockedOnMLB. There's no place like Simply Safe. Welcome back to Locked On Cubs. Thanks for making us your first listen. We're rolling along here on a Friday, whenever and wherever you may be listening or watching, if you're on YouTube. And best of the week, Sam, what are your thoughts?
Don't have one right now.
My best of the week has to be all the hot stove chat.
I have two worsts.
I understand that it's given you a lot of pain, some physical, maybe a loss of appetite, but yeah. I love the hot stove chatter this week.
Yeah, great.
I got enough of it, but it was good in the moment.
So I have two worsts. One is I was supposed to be in jury duty this week.
Yeah, what's up with that?
And on my way, so on Sunday, on my way back from downtown, my check engine light started flashing, and my tires, something was wrong with my car. It just wasn't riding smooth. And so I called the jury duty place and I was able to push it back for 3 months, but I had to spend my whole Monday in the auto shop. So that wasn't great. I still don't really know what's wrong with my car, but it's better now. So I don't know. Softball.
Let's hear the update.
We win our first game. I play phenomenal.
Was it two to get to the championship?
Yeah, so we needed to win three in one night.
Okay.
Outstanding plays at short. Closed the game with a play at short. Went 1-for-1 with two walks. I know everyone's going to be like, why are you walking in softball? I didn't get anything to hit. Okay. The entire season going into game two, the semifinals, I had made two outs the whole year. The whole year.
It's impressive.
I went 0-for-3 in the semis. We lost the game. I sat out the sixth inning because you're supposed to have one person sit out every inning because I felt bad I hadn't sat yet. We gave up 5-6 runs.
Oh, boy.
Cheap runs. The team that beat us in the semifinals, we beat in the regular season by a score of, 12-4.
Oh, that's a shame.
And we lost, I believe the final was an 11-8 tilt. Heartbreaking, doesn't even capture a little bit of how I still feel. I feel like I let my team down offensively. We all feel like we let down each other defensively. And I did a lot with this team, and we didn't get it done.
Well, thanks for the recap, and come back strong in the spring, right?
Yeah, with you at third.
There's probably a spring season, and you could get ready for that. All right, thanks everybody for tuning in this week. We still need to game plan a little bit, but I think we're finally going to have our mailbag Monday and just clear out the queue.
How much do we got in there?
We got a lot of questions.
And why, and just as a question, you know, I know you're in charge of the shindig. Why haven't we addressed those? I don't know.
We've had a lot of activity to talk
about.
All right.
Maybe a quick bonus mailbag episode. Just a thought.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know.
Okay. Well, let's talk.
I love doing this show. I don't know about you.
We're not going to do a production meeting on the air, but just know that a mailbag's coming soon. Okay. And don't call me Santa Claus. You know, because he's got a bag of stuff.
Are you a big Christmas guy? That sounds about right. Exciting.
I mean, it needs to get closer to the calendar.
No, you're really exciting. I'm glad we got this show together. It's riveting. You're really pumping me up.
Well, it's going to be a good mailbag.
What's your idea of a good time? Sitting in the pickup truck and watching your dog bark? That's a Don Rickles line, if anyone was wondering. greatest comedian of all time.
Be sure to hit that subscribe button for Locked On Cubs on YouTube and smash the like button on all your favorite Locked On Cubs content. The more likes, the merrier. Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your pods on the audio side. And any other text prior to the mailbag at 312-834-4634. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. Now make your second. The Locked On Sports Today podcast. Locked On Sports Today is our 22-minute recap of the previous night in sports. It features local experts on each of the big stories, as well as the take of the day from one of the Locked On hosts. He's Sam Olber. I'm Matt Cozy. This has been a Friday edition of Locked On Cubs.